Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. What's up, Commish? Ed Norris.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Man, that looked like your two sides of your shoulders are put together by tennis shoe strings, man. Shoe strings, man. Seriously. That black zipper.
That's quite the scar, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have weird nipples?
I'm going to talk to Rob for a while.
Because you know one question I was not going to ask you about your nipples. Now honestly, the surgery was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Is it still as painful today as it was Monday?
No, this has been great. I mean, the way it's been managed. You know, what they do is they put this nerve block in your neck. They find, it's really weird. It's wild. They do an ultrasound. They find the nerve that feeds your shoulder and your arm. They stick a needle in there, and they kill it. They just block it. So you can't move it. You can't feel anything. Basically paralyze your arm. Then they put you under, and you don't feel a damn thing. But I asked the surgeon, I said, when's this nerve block wear off? He goes, oh, they wear off at 2 in the morning. He goes, take your pain meds before you go to bed. So I did. I've been managing, and now it's actually pretty good. It's been manageable. It's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, when I went in for my triple hernia surgery, they shaved my balls. Did anything happen like that for you?
No.
Oh. You know, that seems like a ripoff. That seemed like that's something that should have been thrown in.
It's a shoulder, not his lower region.
Yeah, but I hadn't anything to do with my boys. It was in my groin. Maybe it was just in a way. I don't know. But
they caressed me a little bit, but they didn't shave me.
That's very nice. So you talked about the pain, the recovery now. For how long is it before you kind of get back to normal activities or whatever's normal, the closest to?
Well, the estimate I read from the doctor's papers was 3 months to be normal. But you progress before that. You know, this comes off in like a month, and you can drive in a couple of weeks, he said. So my first follow-up is a week from today, so I can't wait to see what he has to say. Because so far, it looks like it's going well.
That's good. I mean, that's more important than it's going well. Here with Ed Norris, who was in Sarasota, Florida. Now, you in the business, you haven't killed one another yet, have you?
No. I'm getting along remarkably well. She's been taking good care of me. It's been very nice.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
No, I can. He's not being sarcastic. Because at the end of the day, he's in pain and he can't fight back. So she's going
to
be nice.
Ed, blink twice if she's sitting right next to you.
Help. me. So,
obviously, you're watching a ton of TV, Ed, keeping up on all the things you can sport-wise. What, did you watch the NFL draft in its entirety, or has your sleeping schedule been all over the place?
No, I watched the draft because my sleeping schedule is all over the place. Yeah, I take one of these opioids, I'm asleep in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've been sleeping throughout the day for like an hour, but I watched the entire draft.
Your thoughts on what your team did? The Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Well, I think he was touted by many as the best tackle in the draft. So it was him all from Notre Dame, and I'm pretty happy they did that. You know, they need an offensive line. The offensive line sucked. So they took some of our line to fortify it. Now they drafted maybe the best tackle in the draft. That's debatable, but he's certainly in the conversation. So I think they did a good job there.
So, Ed, I'm talking to Ed Norris here, and he's down in Florida recovering from shoulder surgery. And, Ed, one of the funny things, too, watching the draft last night, did you understand at all what Atlanta was doing when they took a quarterback who's, you know, 23 years old, and now he's got a four-year deal after they just signed Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal?
No, I don't think Kirk Cousins understands what's going on. That was the first, like, head-scratcher in the draft. Everything else went according to Hoyle. But you get to that, I was like, what?
Yeah. There's always one.
Him. Yeah, there's always at least one, and they called him, let him know they were, you know, considering they were drafting him, and you know, he was surprised. Yeah. that was definitely a surprise.
Yeah, I agree with you. Another surprise for me, though, Ed, what Buffalo did—they need wide receivers.
Oh,
they can use offensive lines. Yeah. How do you trade completely out of the first round and trade with a team that you had to go through to get the Super Bowl by making the Kansas City Chiefs better?
Who picks up a wide receiver? Yeah. And a burner. It makes zero sense. Zero. That may have been more befuddling than the Atlanta move, because that one, all the things you just said. I mean, they can't get past Kansas City. They need a receiver. Kansas City picks up a receiver from that trade, and they just got better. So I don't know. And he's incredibly fast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, Ravens take a cornerback. Rob's a big fan of this Clemson kid. Sorry, am I putting words in Rob's mouth? He said he's really good, but he doesn't want to root for a Clemson kid. But your thoughts on the Ravens grabbing a corner? I feel like the offensive lineman had gone, but it sounded like even if one of those guys was on the board, that they really like this guy.
They really do, and he's very likable. he's the fastest corner in the draft. He can be, you know, he can play press and stay step to step with the receivers. I think it's a good move, honestly. That's offensive line and cornerback are the two places they have problems, and they sort of best available. I think he's probably the best available they had. I think it's a great move for the Ravens, you know. And again, drafting that far back in the first round, I think they got it. I think they got it done.
105.7 The Fan, Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, joining us from Sarasota, recovering from shoulder surgery. Lots of fans are wondering, Ed, do you have an anticipated date of your return to the show?
After next Friday, I'll know more. Could be right away, could be another week, I don't know. But a week from today, I get my first follow-up. I assume he takes a look at this gash in my arm, takes this, you know, this, hopefully takes the stitches out. So I'll know more in a week.
And many will wonder, well, why did he go to Florida for surgery? And we explained that to them because that's essentially where family caretaker is.
Yeah, I mean, people have to realize you get surgery. It's one thing to find a good surgeon and get the actual surgery done. That's half of it. I mean, once you leave there, bye-bye, you're on your own. And with this type of surgery, I mean, my whole – look, they cut – you saw like a 7-8-inch gash in my arm.
Yeah, it's nasty.
They cut off your shoulder, put in a fake one. You can't do a damn thing. So, I mean, I can't – you can't get dressed. You can't hold a cup. You can't open a door. You can't do anything for yourself. Forget about showering, grooming, and eating.
Who's wiping your ass?
Oh, I've been doing that.
All right. Just you.
Yeah. I would pretend that I couldn't shake when I went to the bathroom just to make her do it.
Yeah. I would get to the door and go, Celeste, did I get all the brown off? Yeah, that's what I would. Hey, Ed, two things for you real quick. I don't know if you saw the Pikesville story. You were in here when we were talking about it.
And I said exactly this, if you remember.
Yes. Like, it turns out it was AI. So I think everybody owes that principle an apology. How messed up is that? And then inquiring minds want to know what you thought about baby reindeer.
Let's start with the Pikesville principle. I'm going to say, I told you so. I told people at the time, I said, don't jump at this because I don't find it believable. It was too stupid that a principal would speak that way, even if you felt this way, which I found unlikely, that you would say this in front of somebody who recorded it. There were so many holes in the story. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was AI, and it's a lesson for everybody. And I'm glad he was vindicated. That was disgraceful. I hope that athletic director was punished severely. Tried to ruin the man's life.
Yeah.
And Baby Reindeer, that is a creepy, creepy show.
I loved it.
I like it.
Every second of it.
Creepy show. But that was good. I mean, it was that good. But it was creepy, and it just goes to show you what can happen and does happen. Very believable. I've been in a situation not quite that bad, but similar. But it was a woof. Mm. Creepy.
Woofa.
Woofa.
Ed Norris, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show. Ed, get some rest and get back soon, man.
Yeah, I hope to see you guys soon, man.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. I got his address. You think I should send him some edibles?
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, not now that I said it on air.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tracking all my packages.
Because he already asked me to do that.
Can I send bourbon in the mail?
I think so.
All right. Can I send bourbon in the mail?
Well, that's legal everywhere.
I'm talking about sending edibles, and I have Baltimore City's finest sitting 3 feet to my left.
He's not a federal cop, so.
They all work together. They all work together.
Have you ever had surgery where you couldn't use, nope. Or an injury where you couldn't? Jeremy, I know you had the shoulder issue.
I had surgery once in my life. I was 6 years old. It was appendectomy. I've never been cut on after that. Yeah. Never.
The only surgery I've had, broken bones and fingers and things like that, but the only thing I've had was the hernia operation.
Right.
And then I had three, so they cut, you know, they went in and got the small one in my belly button, and I had one on each side of my groin.
Dr. Rue from Mercy Hospital, who's one of the best, said, you need shoulder surgery. You need shoulder surgery. I'm fortunate. I mean, Leanne Curl and Dr. Rue, having both of them, Becky Serrato, the best around, you know, having them at your disposal is great, but it was done. You need shoulder surgery. Well, Celeste, Ed's wife, gave me this CBD cream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't want anybody cutting on me. I don't get paid to throw the ball. Let me try this. I couldn't lift my arm past here. I'm afraid something's going to happen, but I can go back now. I can throw a ball. Mm-hmm. I can lift overhead. I can shoot a basketball. I literally couldn't lift my arm past, what is that? Maybe 4 o'clock? Yeah. It wouldn't go anywhere. But now, I'm good to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.